We're back after another 2 weeks. Like and subscribe wherever you're listening to the podcast. Follow us on Instagram at 91octane. And if you want to send us any emails, info@91octane.com. Also, this is probably the last week to use the code SHITBOX for free shipping on orders over $35. We'll probably find another discount word. I'm just tired of saying that at the beginning of every episode. But let's get started.
This thing is a freaking monster.
Welcome to 91 Octane. I am John.
And I'm Tony.
Yeah, and we're back after 2 weeks. Of course, we're going to be your 91 Octane headlines, and we're going to go through our headline head-to-head where we cover real news. And finally, we'll introduce our third segment in which we cover our F1 fantasy teams. We're dabbling in the world of fantasy. Good or bad, we'll find out. But let's get started. You want to kick us off, Tony?
Sure. Okay. So first 91 headline is Man Returns from Future with Dire Warning. Vin Diesel is now on his 69th Fast movie. So, question.
Okay.
What, as the author of this content, the journalist, right?
Yeah.
What made you pick 69?
It just felt like, you know, it felt like 70 was too much. You know, like, that's okay. Not a realistic number, you know, 70.
It's not a realistic.
But, and 68, yeah, 68 is just, I don't know, it just doesn't.
So you weren't going for those 69.
No, the 69, nice. It's just, the 69 just flows off the tongue, you know what I mean? Like, it's just right.
Okay. All right.
Right?
At first I read it and I was like, 69, nice. And then I was like, wait a minute. Was the Challenger 69? I don't even remember.
I don't know.
I thought you went like full deep cut, and I was like,
no, okay, no, so. Definitely not. That was definitely my bro side.
I was like, man, you put a lot of thought into this.
THOT thought.
Yeah, right, yeah.
No, not a chance, man. Not a chance. Yeah. That was very much a, you know, I occasionally will throw a 420 and occasionally will throw a 69
into some
of these things whenever I need to use numbers, because being mature is what's wrong with this world, you know?
That is true. You know? I totally agree with that.
If the world were a little more immature, we'd be okay. But yeah, man, it also came from the fact that I'm sort of stuck in a loop, right? Like, I am a Fast fan, right? But I do have, like, after Tokyo Drift, I watch them just because they come out.
Yeah.
It almost feels like an obligation at this point. And it shouldn't be. It's all mental, right?
Did you ever do the whole, hey, we're meeting at the drive-in, and it's like a whole car meet at the drive-in to watch the movies?
Just the first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
just right, the first right. one. And we were all in like really shitty cars. It didn't look like a meet. It was more like a used car lot. Like, it didn't look like a meet at all.
The shady used car lot. Like, yeah. Interest rates at 17% and up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, it wasn't anything pretty, but it was just the first one.
Okay.
I think after that, and I watched the second one in theaters, and then after that, I never went back.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
How about you?
The first one.
Yeah.
The first one. I think I did the second one too, actually.
As a meet?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're a bigger goober than I am.
I don't know about that. It was more I went for my friends more than anything.
Oh.
I was never a big
fan
of the movie.
You're going to throw your friends under the bus, man.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I know we've had this discussion. I'm not a big fan of the movies.
Yeah. Were you a fan of the first one?
The first one was more, yeah, I was still young enough to where I was like, this is fucking cool. Like,
yeah.
I was a fan of the first one.
Yeah, see, you're being too mature right now, dude. You're,
you know what?
You're
being too mature. It circles back again, man. It all circles back again.
Let me say, were you kind of hyped after the first one? Like, were you like hitting the throttle a little bit harder on the way home? Like, were you part of that crew?
I mean, I was at an age where I was hitting the throttle no matter what, everywhere.
Right.
It was like that.
Yeah.
That no fucks, like truly no fucks given period. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
So, yeah, throttle was everywhere. And, of course, after the movie, throttle was everywhere.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I might be lying. I might be revisionist history right now.
Uh-oh.
I wasn't driving when the first one came out. So it had to have been the second one.
What year did the first one come
2001.
Out?
2001. You weren't driving either.
I wasn't driving either.
Oh, what a bunch of liars.
The second one, then.
Yeah.
Damn.
So the second one and the third one for you.
I guess so.
Oh, yeah. Because, yeah, I did go see it in the theaters, but we didn't have... We didn't have cars yet.
I did drive-ins for everything because it was like 2 miles from my house.
Oh.
The Rubidoux swap meet.
Rubidoux swap meet.
Yeah.
Now, I had the Rhodium.
The Rhodium
swap meet.
Okay.
But never went to see movies at the drive-in until
really?
I was an adult. Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's all I... As soon as I was able to drive, that's the only movies I was going to go watch.
Oh, really? Just drive-in movies. I mean, it seems so convenient. I feel like... I mean, the drive-in movie did make a comeback while I was like in college for a little bit. And I feel like it went away again.
Okay.
I mean, there's still some.
They're still there. Mine was there since I was a kid, so that was like my spot all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was regular theaters when we had to get dropped off.
Yeah. Oh,
then
okay.
Once we had our car, I was like, no, drive in. Fuck that.
I don't think I... We had a Gardena Cinema. Are you familiar with Gardena Cinema?
Nope.
It was a tiny one-room theater that showed movies, and they hired underage kids to work there for below minimum wage. It was crazy, dude, because I got offered a job there, and I had friends that worked there, too, and it was always like, how are you working there? You're not even legal enough to work, and it's like, oh, they were being paid like $3 an hour. Minimum wage was $6. Yeah, it was crazy. But that was the only theater I went to until I was old enough to drive myself to theaters.
They worked for a couple bucks and Skittles.
Like. Yeah. If that. That place was grimy, man. It was not kept up at all. But I could walk there. So it made it easy.
Yeah.
Decision.
I can see that.
I saw Titanic there. That was interesting. I mean, there were a lot of movies there. But yeah, once I turned 16, it was like, oh, I'm driving to Del Amo Mall. What was your, outside of the drive-in theaters, where would you watch movies? Like, what was close to you?
I want to say it was called like the Edward Spectrum or something off of Limonite.
Oh, wow. There was stuff there already?
Yeah, damn.
That's Eastvale, right?
No. Eastvale is further west. This is into the east.
Oh, okay. So I'm thinking Limonite off.
Back
of...
then, there wasn't anything in Eastvale.
Okay.
I am that old.
It was just cows.
Still cows over there.
What is your fondest drive-in movie memory? And it can be X-rated.
I won't go into those details, but it was definitely like taking my dates there for the first time.
Oh, so you were Danny Zuko, right?
All right. I had a very large station wagon. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Oh, damn.
Why do I still like station wagons? I don't know, but.
What station wagon?
It was a 93 Caprice Classic.
Oh, that was large.
It was a boat,
yeah,
bro. It was a boat.
Sure.
Did it get me a lot of heat from the cops?
Probably.
Yeah. Did a bunch of cholos throw up gang signs whenever I rolled through the hood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did it get you heat at the drive-in movies?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Cochinos. All right. Let's go into our next headline. Binford sells new 10mm less toolkit. You'll never lose it because you never got it. Binford Tools, right behind us, is a fictitious tool brand from Home Improvement.
Oh?
Do you...
What? You say what?
I guess that answers my question, right? Like, did you watch that show?
I Yes.
And why did you watch it?
You know, I don't know if there was a reason to.
Really?
I just enjoyed it, yeah.
I felt like it was, that was my first real introduction to, like, DIY. As little bit of an aspect as there was in the show.
Yeah.
But, like, always in the background, sort of as a secondary storyline, he's working in the garage and building hot rods. And I think he built like three cars over the span of the show.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and I remember thinking, "Oh, that's super interesting." And of course, he had a tool show, and that was hilarious too.
Yeah, yeah.
What other shows did you watch in your youth because of cars, if any?
Ooh, that's a good question. I honestly cannot think of any on the top of my head right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not 100% sure. I know there were always some cars that, like, got me excited when I saw it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, I think last episode I mentioned when we were talking about the what got you started, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And for me, it was one of my uncles having a Fox body.
Right.
And then I remember watching, you know, fucking Training Day and seeing the Fox body. And you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Seeing those, and I go like, oh, dang, look.
It's in the movies. Cars were the real celebrities.
It was. I got more excited when I recognized the car than I recognized anything else.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. When did you discover Top Gear?
Oh, man. You know what? It wasn't until we got a computer and I got internet access.
Oh, how old were you? Like 30?
It was 20 minutes ago. No, I want to say maybe sophomore year.
Sophomore year in high school?
Yeah.
Wow, it was late.
It was late.
Yeah.
It was late. Like, I knew about it, and yeah. I've seen little clips here and there when we would use, like, the computer at school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't until sophomore year that we got one at my house where I can actually jump on.
Yeah, I mean, I found Top Gear late too. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't, I mean, the same similar situation as you. The internet was the way to the British side of TV.
Yeah,
right?
If it wasn't on mainstream channels,
yeah.
My family was broke. We didn't have cable.
Yeah, for British TV wasn't going to reach the bunny ears.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it wasn't until we got internet, and then little by little, you start kind of branching out into stuff.
Yeah. Now we're going away from cars a little bit, but did you watch like TGIF programming? Like, it was like Sabrina, the Teenage Witch.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was trying to remember which one is that.
Yeah, yeah. Boy Meets World, like all those shows. Oh, man. It's, yeah. That was a lot of the TV I watched. And then on the other side, like The Simpsons. Was there any TV you weren't allowed to watch?
No.
No. It was free game for you.
Straight up free game. We had like VHSs of South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. We would watch regularly.
Really? Oh, no. I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons at one point. Yeah, no, we had more restrictions. It was almost just sports that we watched.
Oh, shit.
Honestly, I'm surprised I didn't get more into, like, NASCAR and stuff when I was younger. Because I've always loved cars, and that was the series you saw on Fox.
It's a hard watch.
It is.
It's kind of a hard watch, though.
It is. You have to have an intimate... Well, maybe not. But I feel like it's just like baseball, where you kind of... In order to watch a game and really focus on the 3 hours that it's going to span, you have to have an intimate understanding of what's happening, similar to NASCAR.
Yeah, for an adolescent...
Oh, yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Although, I mean, I played baseball, so I would, like, score games, like, on sheets.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, and watch. I was a huge fan, but I was also playing, right? So I thought that was part of practice, you know? But,
okay.
But, yeah, now we went off on a huge tangent. Let's go on our next headline.
All right. Crocs releases energizing sim driving shoe for endurance racers. The Cracked Crocs. I am so mad that this one didn't get more traction.
Dude, that's why I was like nodding my head. I'm like, "What? Well, let's try to dissect why it didn't do well. Why do you think that pose didn't do well? Is it too edgy? Was it too hard to decipher? I felt like it was straight up in your face.
I thought it was, and I know when you first told me the idea for this one, I was like excited for it. I was like, heck, I actually have my Crocs in the car.
Yeah.
if I wasn't so burnt out from work, I was going to change shoes and like...
I'm on cracked rocks. But yeah, I was surprised too. I was like, man, this is, I don't know. I was really proud of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you for that one.
Thanks, man.
If you haven't heard it yet, I'm proud of you for that one.
Yeah. And it's just, I was like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe the image was too rough. I don't know. But it just, I was like, man, this is as punny as it gets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, I guess if you know why, or maybe you don't know why, or if you have an idea as why, listeners and viewers, why it didn't do well, I'd be curious. I want to know.
Let us know in the YouTube comments.
Yeah, let us know in the comments how stupid we are for thinking that this is going to be funny.
I mean, it got me going where I was like, is there a Croc driving shoe?
I feel like it makes sense.
There should be.
Yeah,
there
well, really I mean, isn't be. Any Croc a driving? Well, oh, you're talking about actual
like
driving
an
shoe.
Actual driving shoe as like a Croc style.
I think
somehow.
If they would have done that, I don't think it exists, because if it did exist, they would have used it for the NAS Crocs.
Maybe.
Right? Like, why wouldn't they release a driving shoe if they're collaborating with NASCAR?
Well, because the NASCAR fans aren't driving either. Like, driving shoes, driving.
Yeah, but I feel like you'd release that option. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they need to. I'm going to email them.
Yeah, good luck. They'll definitely listen to you.
Yes, like, absolutely.
Hey, I'm Tony from 91 Octane.
Yeah. I have a $1 million idea. Yeah.
How many pairs of Crocs do you have?
Two right now.
Two pairs of Crocs.
Yes, I was trying to get a third pair that were like cowboy boot Crocs.
Okay.
And they sold out immediately.
Cowboy boot, are they open in the bottom then?
No, I'll send you a picture. They're pretty legit.
Cowboy
I'd
boot
rock them.
Damn, yeah. I can't, you know, when we had this, I remember I asked you straight up, am I making a mistake by not owning Crocs? And I went down a rabbit hole. You know, you said yes. I went down a rabbit hole about like looking up Crocs and see, and I couldn't get myself to do it. I mean I'm a slides guy, always been a slides guy all my life.
Yeah.
What is the advantage to the Croc?
What do you mean? Well, I mean, you can turn it into 4x4 mode.
That's the advantage.
It's super
the
advantage. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, how many times have you used the 4x4 mode?
Actually, a lot, because I use the Crocs as my dog training shoe.
Oh, really? Why?
Dogs are dirty. Sometimes they're dirty. They're jumping on you. They're okay. Doing stuff, you know? I can just easily wash those off. If I'm have to go out like on dew, grass, whatever, like does not matter. It does not matter. Super easy to put on and off and just go.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I guess I don't have any situations where I guess in order to own Crocs, I'd have to be outside first.
I mean, there was one meme I saw where they put a little socket holder in the Croc. So while you're working on your car, you can pick up your foot and pull out sockets.
That seems inconvenient.
I mean, if you're underneath the car?
Yeah, you have to like, you kind of have to be a bit of a contortionist, right? To like kind of stretch down under a
maybe,
car.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was excited when I saw the insert. I was like, I want one.
Can we make a video of you using these shoes under a car? I'd love to
Let
see.
Let me find the accessory. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
We need to test if it's even possible.
I mean, got to hope I don't drop something on my foot and end up breaking my toe.
Yeah. Oh, no. That I'll leave that up to me. Yeah. I'll take care of that for sure. For sure. But let's get into our last 91 Octane headline. Max Verstappen remixes the Dutch national anthem for 2024, aiming to prevent fans from tiring of it. He beat the rest of the field in Bahrain by 22 seconds last week.
Yeah, I saw an Instagram reel of that, and I was like, it was basically
the gap.
Yeah, so it just showed him turn a corner, come around one way, come back the other way, and then like seconds, the Perez and the other ones come out, and then he's coming back the other way again. I was like, God damn.
It's like tomorrow. They'll come by tomorrow. And it's crazy. And it's like, it's hard not to be amazed by that level of dominance. And Alex Albon, actually, I'll take a bit of a tangent. I was listening to him on a podcast, and he had a really good analogy for why Verstappen is able to do this. He said, like, have you ever... he's like, have you ever used a PC to the hosts? And they're like, yeah. He's like, have you ever turned the sensitivity of your mouse up to like 100% and then tried to use your computer that way? I know you've done that before.
Like the DPIs?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And it's like a little nudge and you're all the way off the screen at this point. He said basically Verstappen asked for his car to be tuned as if you were like at 100% sensitivity on that mouse. But he's able to stay comfortable in those margins, whereas most other drivers would be freaking out and tensing up and have no confidence in the car.
Yeah.
And I thought that was fascinating. But then it also sparked a question in my mind for myself, but I want to ask you, have you ever in any situation, no matter how small, how big, displayed that level of dominance over the rest of the field?
No.
In anything?
No.
Even a little dominance, a victory where you felt like, okay, I've got the field.
Okay, well, if we're going like that, and this is like by any means not because I was to that level, but mostly because everybody else was at this level.
I mean, you can make that argument for Verstappen, you know?
I guess. But it was probably when I was in high school and we played again. And this maybe happened a couple of times where we played against a different school whose pole vaulting program wasn't great.
Yeah.
So the gap between me and the next person from the other school was feet.
Okay, yeah.
It wasn't like I won them out by 6 inches in height. Like, I was feet ahead of them. They weren't even clearing like JV level, and I was.
And you
they were competing against me in varsity level.
Oh, and you. How did that change your attitude in that moment?
I think because I knew that I wasn't that good and that they were just shitty. New and not great.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a super cocky or confident kind of thing. It was just more like, oh, well, obviously.
I'm not that good. You guys just suck.
Kind of. Yeah.
That's funny. Like, I mean, there's still time for us. Well, let's not kid ourselves, you know, to be dominant at something. If you had a choice, right, if you had a choice to be dominant at one thing, and one thing only, what would you choose?
Oh, man. The head-to-head so you'll never win again.
Man, that's you're really, like, shooting low there, man. It's like, oh.
No, okay, yeah, hold on.
Yeah. Nah, that's it. That's your choice. And I have a genie here that's ready to grant it. No, but seriously, yeah, what would you choose?
I mean, obviously, I would choose rally driving.
Okay.
I think I would go specifically rally driving just because, and I think we've talked about this, I don't know. I already know for sure I don't have that level of skill, right?
Right.
But when I see the commitment that some of those cars do and the aggression, like, that's a fucking other level. It's something I've always wanted to try. Who knows, maybe in the future we will build one. But
yeah.
But if I got to choose and it was like that, that's my dream to do, right? I would have that level of skill and confidence as a rally driver.
Rally driver, yeah. So you'd be the Colin McRae, essentially, of rally.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be at the top.
Yes.
I think rally driving is a good one. Like, all rally driving, are you talking Group B? Are you talking current state? Are you, like...
Probably, like, a Group B.
Group B.
I mean, we were going to get super specific, you know, that's kind of where you want to be. Yeah,
that's the era. I think, for me, it would be Le Mans.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like, although that's like a, I don't know, I feel like there's so much prestige to that.
Yes. No, there is. That's definitely.
Even though it's limited once a year.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, if you are recognized for that and you only race once a year, I think this is rooted in both skill and laziness. You know? I'm super dominant once a year, but that gets me paid enough to survive for the rest of my life. What a deal.
Whip around a shitbox E36 the rest of the year.
That's even better. If we got really specific, Like to be able to do use any car to beat the entire field. I know that would be impossible.
We'd sponsor our own Le Mans team.
Yeah. They should have a Lemons Le Mans. Why don't they do that?
Lemons?
That's Lemons, but I mean at Cirque des Sarthe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, De La Sarthe. So like it'd be they have to use that track outside of Le Mans. I don't know enough.
I don't know enough either. I don't know.
I'd love to drive it. I have zero desire to go there, but to go to France.
Yeah.
But I'd love to go to that track and take a spin around that. That is one of like my favorite tracks on like Gran Turismo and Sim games. Sim racing simulators.
Yes.
I don't know which one it is to you anymore.
Experiences.
But anyway, those are your 91 Octane headlines for the week. Now, of course, we're going to get into our headline head-to-head. And I am one game behind you at this point, right?
I don't keep track of that.
I have been keeping track, so I'm going to check the stats just to make sure. Yeah. So we have two ties. I have one victory.
Yes, this was your first one, I think.
I have one victory. Yeah. Yes. So you are up by two.
Oh, by two?
Yeah, you're because you have three victories currently. Oh, yeah, you have three victories.
Because I almost got a three-peat, then we tied, and then I did one more.
Yeah. But now we're going into our headlines head-to-head, and this is where we cover your headlines for the last 2 weeks. But of course, we couldn't do it in a normal way. We have to be extra about everything. So we turn this into a competition in which Tony and I are going to launch multiple choice questions at each other for a chance at the headline head-to-head victory. Each one is worth 1 point, but we can stop the multiple choice question read-off for a chance to double up our points on that question just to throw a little spin in there. But being that I won last time, I get to choose who goes first, and I'm going to ask the first question.
All right.
So you're in the hot seat to start. So the first question is, this Japanese automaker has filed trademarks for 12 new models.
Ooh, okay. Give me the multiple choice.
Multiple choice. Here we go. Subaru, Honda, Toyota, Nissan.
All right. So, I have not seen this one, so I'm going to do my little eliminations here.
Okay.
And I was hoping you'd throw in a German company just to give me one. But
well,
right.
The question said Japanese automakers.
I know. That's why. I know. That's why.
I'm in this to win this, man.
All right. So, I feel like Honda's announced plenty of them. I don't know why I feel like I would have saw Toyota somewhere.
Okay.
I don't see Subaru needing to make very many just because I don't think they're moving as many cars.
Okay.
So, with no logic whatsoever, I think I'm going to go with Nissan on this one.
Nissan with no logic whatsoever, and the correct answer is Subaru.
Ooh.
Subaru, to my surprise also, 12 new models. Here they are, and I want you to let me know which ones sound goofy and which ones sound cool. Accomplice.
Goofy.
Everguide.
Goofy.
Everpass.
Goofier.
Getaway.
Oh, my God.
High Trail.
I guess I can pass.
High Road.
Never mind. They're both goofy.
Outsider.
No.
Tailwind.
Why?
Trailhead.
They just got to stop. Okay.
Uncharted.
What?
And Viewfinder.
Oh, no.
I don't. They don't even sound like cars to me.
They don't. Didn't their EV just have like an alphanumeric? Like their latest EV? Wasn't it just like an alphanumeric fucking thing?
I think you're thinking Hyundai.
Maybe.
Or maybe I don't know the car.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like the EV was like an alphanumeric. They didn't go with a weird, goofy name. That's for sure.
Yeah, you don't want to drive a Subaru Getaway?
No, I guess I'm sticking with my Subaru Outback. Mm-hmm.
Outback. Hmm. I mean, Outback fits in this list, right?
I guess.
Trailhead. I don't know. That's just weird. Accomplice.
I don't see how they would need that many different models because it's... I don't know. I feel like their niche is the all-wheel drive, and they have a car, a lifted wagon, an SUV, and a smaller hatchback. Like, how many more pieces are they going to try to fit in there, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they do sell more than I am aware of, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, now with, like, the EV world, I don't know. The EV world was around the corner at one point. Now it doesn't seem like it is.
I feel like it's on that teetering point.
I don't know that it is anymore. I feel like it was, and then Toyota won the, like, it's Toyota was like, you guys are stupid, you're doing EVs, it's really a hybrid world, and Toyota put all the money behind hybrid, and they were right. Like, people don't want, the world is not ready to adopt sole EV, the infrastructure's not there yet, and really the infrastructure's only there in a few countries right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's I feel like EV has really slowed down recently, but what do I know?
If only they stopped clouding the news.
Yeah, seriously. It's so hard to like filter out these headlines. But anyway, now it's your turn. Here we go.
All right. According to the LA Sheriff, Camaros are being stolen in record numbers on the rise.
Oh.
Yeah.
Takeover kids.
By probably. How much percentage are thefts up from 2023 to already in 2024?
Oh, man, this one's hard. All right, let's see if I can math.
All right. And I'm putting asterisks because I know you're a smart ass. I'm listing these as over X percent and over X percent, and I know you're just going to pick the lowest one and be like, it's all technically over this, but yeah. I just didn't want to put the exact written out number.
Oh.
So I rounded them off.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm getting ahead of it.
All right.
So, A, 200%.
Okay.
B, 400%. C, 600%. Or D, 1,000%.
Oh, my God. So, the lowest number is the 200% increase.
Correct.
Wow. Okay. Camaros, there's such a high volume of them already, they would absolutely be stolen. Oh man, 200, 400, 600, 1,000.
I love your mulling time because it gives me time to drink.
This one's hard because there's such a large quantity of these cars on the road, automatically that makes them, the probability of them being stolen is already high. And if there's a high number of them being stolen, the possibility of doubling that from one year to another seems extreme.
I mean, we're not done with 2024.
And it's already at 200% or 400% or 600% or 1,000% over last year already. Are you sure that this is, I mean, where are you getting your news? 91 octane? Holy shit. Okay. Okay. So it's essentially 2 times, 4 times, 6 times, or 10 times the amount of last year. And, oh man, you threw me with that, you know, where, you know, 2023 just started comment, because now I don't know if you're trying to throw me off the scent or if that
was
a clue.
Just making commentary.
Oh, shut up. Now you're playing double mind games.
What is it? 4D chess.
Okay. So, damn. So, like, I mean, the quantity of these cars being stolen has to be high. But I don't know this number. I have to... There's one number that's sticking out in my head, and because of past experience, I'm telling myself not to go with it, and I have a feeling that's the number it's going to be.
So traumatized.
I am traumatized like crazy. So I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to go 400%.
Four?
Four.
That is incorrect.
Damn it. What is it?
1,000%.
Are you serious? It makes me feel good that I would have never guessed that. 1,000% increase.
1,000% increase.
Does it say why?
So apparently, there is like a key copier or something like that.
Yeah.
Where they just got to walk by you and it'll like copy the key.
Okay.
And funny enough, you know, we were talking a couple episodes. Maybe a couple, two, three episodes back.
Yeah.
That a bunch of stolen cars were ending up in other countries, right?
Yep.
These are staying local. Oh. Apparently, a bunch of shitheads are stealing them and taking them to takeovers.
Of course. Of course. The shittiest of heads.
So, according to the sheriff, they're taking them to takeovers, popping the engines, breaking them, leaving them on the side of the road. They've caught a couple and recovered a couple from being sold on wow. like OfferUp and Facebook Marketplace. And then another percentage that are getting chopped up and people are ripping motors out.
1,000%, 3 months into the year.
90 cars in just LA County alone.
Okay. So the volume of them being stolen isn't that much then.
No, it's just recently they figured out a way to copy the key and they're just going at it.
So if it's 90 cars this year, that means only like 8 cars were stolen last year?
Yep.
What? I guess most people are good people then, I guess.
I mean, I guess so. 8 also,
cars
like,
stolen?
If I, well, these are just Camaros, right?
Yeah, but still, like, I mean, how many Camaros are out on the road?
I'm sure a good amount, but I do know that I see more Dodges and Fords, like Mustangs, Chargers, Challengers. I see more of those than I see Camaros, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't say they're the dominant force out here.
Yeah, no, you're right. Man, that's
but
crazy.
90 already, dude.
Yeah, as if I needed another reason to not buy a Camaro. Man, wow.
So you figure that's where... We're not even a whole 90 days in.
Yeah. Man, these takeover kids, man. Like, seriously, like...
Yeah.
They're ruining everything. It sucks. Go home. Grow
seriously.
Up. I do love, like, the... Like, nor, you know, I have a tricky relationship with the police. But but I do love, like, they're trying to slam, you know, kind of put a stamp on, like, when they arrest them and impounding cars and... Kind of
yeah.
keeping them, but it just sucks that that's where policing needs to go.
Yeah, there was a video I saw not too long ago. I'm not sure if I forwarded it to you or not, but they brought out like a full-on fucking jail bus.
Oh,
and,
no.
And they just fucking got everybody.
Dude, that is, yeah, man. Like, I would, you know, vigilantism is illegal, but it'd be cool to get, like, you know, a bunch of, like, real car guys and just go, like, punk, takeover kids. Like, we all wear suits.
Yeah.
Like Men in Black and just drive really dope cars and
mean,
go, like...
Probably get shot, but...
All right, Ryan, well, where to kill my dreams, man? I'm trying to be Batman out here, man. What are you talking about, dude? All right, well, let's get into our next question. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. This automaker has filed a patent for active vibration enhancement systems.
Oh, wow, we're looking at a whole bunch of patents today.
Yeah, and they will emulate motor vibrations specifically.
Okay.
Uh-huh. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Your options are Ford, Dodge, Chevy, or Rivian?
Hmm. Okay. Dang. Got to keep up with patent news now?
I feel like this is something like the easiest news. Like it comes up, at least it comes up on my feed a lot.
No, I haven't seen this one. So, okay.
Okay.
I'm going to eliminate Rivian and watch that end up being a mistake.
Okay.
Haunting me from last question.
I've made that mistake a ton, so.
But I'm going to eliminate that one because Rivian owners are buying EVs and obviously never had an engine with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little gimmicky, and I know Ford does gimmicks sometimes that are fucking dumb.
Oh, yeah. They now are putting a backlight on the Dark Horse logo. Did you notice that?
No.
That's the most recent change.
Oh, my God.
You know, way to go, R&D.
All right. I feel like the one that should do it would be Dodge because I feel like their customer base is going to be the hardest to convince to buy EV with them. And I'm not sure about Chevy. That's a big question mark. So I think I'm going to run with Dodge on this one. Not super confident, but I'm going to run with Dodge on this one.
Are you sure? Final answer.
Final answer.
You are correct.
Ooh.
I figured that was going to be a gimme. Yeah, they are investing in active vibration enhancement systems to add to piping in the sound into a car for their future EVs. And they want to specifically emulate V8s.
Of course.
I feel like it's like sim and real cars are now crossing over. There's a Venn diagram.
It's going to be a rumble pack.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, right? It's an N64 rumble pack, right? You just put it in the car and that's how it goes.
Oh my God. You know what they need?
What?
They need actuators for the seat to help you feel like you're going fast.
Oh my God, dude. I would not be surprised if that's in the future.
They're just going to slide your seat slightly back.
That's a total 91 octane headline right there.
Let's do it.
Yeah, like just to give. Yeah, you're right. Because, well, I mean, the acceleration is going to be there, but that's pretty funny. Like that they're now. I just don't. I know we wouldn't be convinced, but do you believe that there is a consumer out there that is a current ICE petrol head that sees this and says, okay, I'll go EV because I get vibrations now?
So my knee-jerk reaction to this is absolutely not.
Okay.
But the last car show that I went to, ARC Movement,
mm-hmm.
they do a lot of charity ones. There was a car club full of Tesla owners with fake exhausts revving.
Are you serious, dude?
Shit you not. And it wasn't just one.
We have so much news today, like real news today, that sounds like we wrote it. Like 91 Octane wrote it.
Yeah, yeah.
That is ridiculous. What?
Yes, and this was a whole car club. Everybody had nice wheels dropped. They did some lights, whatever, airbags, all that stuff. And literally, the Teslas were the D-bags driving around the car meet. And I don't want to say revving, but blasting their stereo of engine sounds.
I cannot believe this. You know, like, I'm a respect all builds guy, but I feel like everyone who says that has a line that you cross it, it's like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And God, like, what a poser ass move. Like, it's one thing to put that in your car, fine. You know, you want your daily experience to be something
cabin
different.
Noise. Cabin not noise. Exterior.
Even if it's exterior, right?
Really?
Even
okay.
if it's exterior, fine, right? But if you're going to show up to a meet with a gang of your Tesla nerds just to pipe in sound to the meat from your Tesla, bro, that's too much. That crosses my line. I'm not going to speak for anybody else, but that crosses my line.
We'll have to make that another headline.
Dude, that is wild.
I bet you, and this was like a year, maybe 2 years ago.
Wow.
I bet you if I looked up the meat or the hashtag,
yeah,
I could find a video of it.
We need to find video of this. We need to find video. We need to dox all the drivers. I mean, it's like takeover kids, Tesla piping sounds guys, like just above. That is ridiculous to me. Because I mean, it's already annoying when the actual ICE engine guys do it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah,
already
yeah.
annoying. But to see a Tesla doing it, God, man, I would cringe into a raisin, you know? Jeez. This is true? I can't believe it. I cannot believe this. Wow.
I will find the video.
We have to.
I will find. I'm hoping it's a reel. Maybe we'll just do a remix on it for the 91 Octane
Yeah,
page.
Dude, no, we have to. I have, like, honestly, if we find it, I'm going to throw it into the podcast. I need to see this. I need to see this. That is unbelievable. But all right, let's get back into the game. Now it's my turn.
Okay, yeah, that's right. That means I ask a question.
Yeah.
Okay. Audi just partnered with this company, resulting in up to $3,000 off when purchasing a new car.
Ah, shit. Of course you would get me with Audi news.
I feel like my mic's dragging down every time.
Yeah.
All right, you want options?
Yes, I do.
Okay. A, Amazon.
Okay.
B, Costco.
Okay.
C, eBay. D, Walmart.
Ooh, man. Okay, so I know there have been other companies that partnered with Amazon to sell through Amazon, though.
This, matter of fact, that was one of our questions a couple weeks ago.
I think it was. You're right. What can you read the question again?
Audi just partnered with this company, resulting in $3,000 off when purchasing a new car, obviously through that company.
Oh, and you have to buy it through the company.
Yes, yes, yes.
eBay. Okay, so it makes sense that, okay, Walmart wants to be Amazon, so it would make, but does Audi want to be sold through Walmart? I don't know. eBay Motors, maybe they want to get into the game. Amazon, what was the second option?
Costco.
Costco's the sneaky wild card. I just bought a shed from Costco. I almost bought a PC from Costco. They were the first ones to introduce me to nitrogen-filled tires. They have, like, travel. They do everything. Audi, I think they have... You know what? I think I've seen them... I don't know if this even is even related, but I've seen them have Audis in front of Costco's. Like, as a $3,000 off.
Feel like my mic keeps falling.
Amazon, you need Bluetooth.
You know what? Maybe. This is like the fourth or fifth time I've adjusted. I'm like, son of a bitch. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I feel like, God, I don't want to eliminate things because those tend to be the answers, but I feel like I want to eliminate Walmart. I feel like eBay... $3,000 if you buy it off of eBay. I think that's just not their game. I think I'm down to Costco and Amazon. Amazon has done this before. Would they have an exclusivity with Hyundai? That program hasn't started yet. Has this kicked off already?
I don't know the detail on that.
Okay.
I didn't read that deep into it.
Oh, man. Cost $3,000 off. $3,000 off if you buy through Amazon. $3,000 off if you buy through Costco. Would Costco sell you an Audi? Man, this is so hard.
You want me to pull out my coin flip app?
No. I think I'm going to go. I'm going to get this wrong. I'm going to go Amazon, final answer.
Amazon, final answer.
Yeah.
The correct answer is Costco.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
You had me so nervous on this one. I was like, oh, shit. He saw Audis in front of it?
Yeah, dude. God, this is what I get. Yes. I have seen Audis parked in front of the one back home and the one out here. And right. That should have been a giveaway. That they have a partnership. Yeah, but not through this program. I don't know if it was like a gift. I never looked. It's an Audi. What the hell do I do? You know? What I do with something like... But yeah.
Another reason you hate
it. Fucking, I'm never shopping at Costco again. Dad, damn it. Okay. $3,000. It makes sense. Do you have to buy three of them or something like that?
Buy them in bulk.
Yeah. Oh, man.
No, it did say up to $3,000. So, you know, they ain't going to give you that much, right? So,
yeah. Well, you didn't include that in your question. I would have got it.
Actually, I did.
Damn it. Oh, damn. Yeah, no, that makes sense. Damn. That was so close.
Yeah, would you buy a BMW from Costco?
If it was $3,000 off, 100%. Especially, like, they have, like, probably the best customer service, like, of anyone. Like, I've seen videos of people returning, like, used mattresses, and they'll take them.
Jesus.
I would never do that, but, you know, like, if something's wrong with the car, you go through Costco, right? If Costco's the dealer, that'd be better.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, Costco's on the hook in that case.
Yeah.
I would say. But, I mean, $3,000 off is $3,000 off. I've started, like, kind of pondering, like, should I sell my cars and get into something newer? You know? Should I? It's just one of those things that happens.
I mean, you did mention that you've struggled to let go of the E92.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did mention that I'll help you let go.
Yeah, no, I don't. How do you feel about selling cars to family and friends?
I mean, I've done it, so it's hard to say, I guess, because
yeah.
I've done it. I didn't really have any issues. There was a very clear understanding of, like, hey, it is this old. Like, used cars are used cars, no matter who you buy it from.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? If
yeah.
shit happens, shit
it's on
happens.
You. Yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah. So I've done it before. I didn't really have an issue. There was a very clear understanding, and it also wasn't, like, a high-dollar thing either. It was a 2008 Cobalt.
Oh, okay.
It was a little daily I had for a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah. So you're talking, what, like $4,000? $5,000?
I think it was to my sister. It was like, here, just give me the
50
three.
Bucks.
Yeah, no, it was like, give me like the $3,000. It's yours. Just go.
Okay,
yeah,
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 yeah, just to get rid of
and
it.
And then I think it went from her to my cousin, then my other cousin, and then they got rid of it.
Got it. Okay. Okay, well, I'm 0 for 2. You're 1 for 2. This next question does give you the victory if you get it. Oh no, I have a chance to tie if
I have a chance to tie
if
you
I don't multiple choice it.
Yeah.
So
now I'm regretting my last question being easy.
I hope it is easy, man. Because technically that Costco one should have been easy too. But here we go.
All right.
This car was rated the least satisfying car to own in 2024.
Okay, all right, give me the multiple choice.
All right, here we go. Your options are Infiniti QX50, Nissan Altima, Mercedes C-Class, or Kia Forte.
Ooh, okay. So, we got Infiniti Q50?
QX50.
QX50, that's the crossover, I think, or some shit, right?
I think so. I think that's what the X means.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
The Q50 is the sedan.
Okay.
I think. Maybe. yeah, all right. Altima. I mean, they got the memes, but I feel like most of them embrace it because they really are it. Then we got Mercedes C-Class. It's kind of a blanket one, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that there's... But yeah... Kind. I don't know if it's a blanket. I don't know how many C
BMW 3 class, 3 series.
Yeah.
And then you have
I don't know
tiers,
enough about
whatever.
Mercedes, I think,
know.
But yeah.
Okay. And then last one was what?
Kia Forte.
Kia Forte.
Yeah.
And these are the most unhappy with their car.
Yeah, least satisfying car to own was the language used.
Least satisfying car to own.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like the people buying Kias know what they're getting with Kia prices.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you could say that for any of the cars on these lists.
Kind of, but I feel like there's those people who don't really fully understand that when you're buying a C-Class Mercedes, you're not buying a Mercedes, you know?
Most people don't understand, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember I had a dealership guy tell me, he's like, the worst owners to service are C-Class owners.
Yeah.
Because they think that because they bought a cheap car, it's going to be cheap service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Infiniti, the QX50, and I'm missing one.
QX50, Altima, C-Class.
Altima.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to go with the Mercedes.
Mercedes,
yeah,
C-Class.
Yeah. Even though I felt like it kind of added a little bit into there to tempt me, but I'm gonna go with the Mercedes.
Mercedes, final answer.
Yes,
I'm actually looking. The Mercedes C-Class is on the list of least satisfying cars to own, but it's not the least satisfying car to own. The least satisfying car is the QX50.
Really?
Yeah, it is the QX50. It's a percent of buyers who would not buy the car again.
Okay.
Yeah, I was surprised. The C-Class is on the list though at number 7.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, it's up there. It's up there.
It's up there. The Altima at number 10.
Really?
Yeah, the Altima at number 10 and the Kia Forte at number 8.
Man, I feel like when you're buying like an Ultima or a Forte, you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Think
you're
so
not getting
too.
The highest quality.
But maybe not, I guess. And yeah, that's
they bought during COVID and overpaid.
Oh, actually, you're probably right. I mean, these are only for 2024 models.
Oh, okay.
But that was still like, you know, 2023 prices were still kind of holding for a little while.
Yeah. I mean, well, maybe the. Does Infiniti do markups on stuff?
I don't know. They're supposed. They're Nissan's luxury brand,
right?
Yeah. I don't know, though. I think it would probably be only like the Z, if anything.
All right.
I'm not sure, though.
We know the Z has a nasty one for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. That's why it didn't sell. That's why it's a flop.
Yeah.
Thanks, dealers. If any dealers are listening right now, stop listening immediately. I'm just kidding. We appreciate you. No, we know we don't. All right, so now it's my last question. I'm really hoping, but who knows? Here we go.
All right, so I said this one was easy, so I'm hoping this one caught your radar because of everything happening in the background.
Okay.
Or foreground.
Okay, in the foreground.
Yeah, you'll get it right now.
Okay.
There is a real car cockpit sim rig on auction right now in the UK.
Shit.
As of this writing, it is over 10,000 euros.
Okay.
What car is this cockpit modeled after or gutted after or whatever?
Okay, so it's a chopped...
It's a chopped up car.
Damn, this is not easy at all. I do not know it. I'm going to have to multiple choice it.
Okay. A, Ferrari 458.
Okay.
B, Porsche 911 GT3.
Okay.
C, BMW M3. D, the Ford Mustang Cobra.
Okay, so somebody DIY'd this, or it's like Ford
did not read further enough into it. But I don't think it's a manufacturer like, hey, the manufacturer's making this one-off prestigious limited thing or whatever.
Yeah, okay, and it's being auctioned in Europe.
Yes.
Okay, auctioned in Europe, and it's currently at over 10,000.
Yes.
Which honestly is not that much for a sim.
Well, I'll give you this. When I found the article and followed the link to the auction, it was not at 10. And
okay.
I think I mentioned to you that I had to write my last question.
Yeah.
From the time of when I saw the article to the time I sat down, it shot up to 10. And it just started.
Okay. So the more logical answers are going to be, so it's a Ferrari, it's a Porsche, it's a Mustang, it's a, what was the third one?
M3.
Okay. As much as I love the M3, it just, I don't know. There seems to be a huge community, Porsche-loving community that's into Sims. Ferrari... I think I'm just going to hand you the victory on this one. Man. Okay, so I'm eliminating the Cobra. I'm eliminating the BMW M3. It's between the Ferrari and the Porsche for me. The Ferrari... Ferrari is just so... Ferrari is so litigious about their stuff. Ferrari 458, though, that's probably a little more accessible. Porsche, final answer.
Porsche, final answer.
Porsche, final answer.
The correct answer is Ferrari.
Ah, damn. Every time I narrow it to the right two and I pick the wrong one, you again are victorious, increasing your lead once again to 3.
Yeah.
Man, I am really struggling to catch up here, man.
Yeah. So this one, literally, when I saw it,
yeah,
it was during my lunchtime at work.
Yeah.
It was at 3,000 euros. By the time I got here, it shot up to 10 because it had just started, like the auction actually finally went live.
That's surprising. A Ferrari 458 sim.
Yeah, it looks really, really nice.
Okay.
I think if we refresh the page, maybe we'll see that if it's up any higher.
Yeah.
10-2.
Okay.
10-2.
Oh,
but
man, and it's a full car.
It's a full body car. Like, it's actually really wild looking, literally dual system setup.
Wait, where are the screens?
I don't think you get the screens for $10,000.
This is stupid. So for those listening, because obviously we're looking at a picture here. So basically there is two SIM setups in it, one in the driver's seat, one in the passenger seat, but it still has the normal windshield. So you have to set up a screen in front of the car somewhere.
Correct.
This is stupid. This is dumb.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, it's VR.
It's VR.
Okay, so it's even dumber. Oh, my God.
So you're not doing a VR setup for
you. That's so fun. No, okay, so now let me take that back. I don't think VR is dumb, but you were literally... Yeah, I mean, this is for rich people, clearly. But you are... Oh, so they have screens in the back for you, for other people to see what you're seeing?
Well, no, I think these screens and keyboard are to set yourself up. So I think this is probably where they set up the
yeah,
computers.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. But, like, it doesn't make sense for me, clearly...
Oh,
because
they're using cheap Logitech keyboards.
Dude, every sim rig in history has that keyboard, though. The L400 or something like that?
I don't know. It has a little touch pad on the side.
You're
going
to see one of those in here at one point.
Oh, no. I can't allow that. I can't allow that.
All right, I'm down. I actually need help with the keyboard. But, like, yeah, okay, so I'm for a rich person with a 14-car garage, this makes sense, right? Yeah. Here, taking up a spot.
They're not doing three screens. They're doing three projectors across their whole garage.
Oh,
you know
God.
What I mean?
Yeah. Would you, of the cars you listed, the Cobra, the Ferrari, the Porsche, the BMW M3, which one would you take as a sim rig?
In its full car like this?
Yeah.
It would be a toss-up between the Porsche and the Mustang. Just because I feel I'd end up being super fucking pretentious with the GT3.
I don't know, man. I'd feel like, honestly, I'm leaning Porsche too.
Uh huh.
But I'd also feel kind of sad, you know? Like,
my real car ain't going to be that. That's why it's kind of like, yeah, maybe I'll just have the Cobra in there.
Yeah. Like, you have a real Cobra and then you have a Sim Cobra. That's cool. Yeah, I do like some. Usually I see these setups, but it's half the car, right?
Yeah, open and you just kind of have the dash and stuff, right?
To see a whole car like this, that's crazy. And at 10,000 euro, that's reasonable.
It's an auction and it just started today.
Yeah. I mean, who knows how long, what it's going
to
go for.
Yeah. I may, you know, keep following the link just to see what happens with it.
Dude,
but
if it goes for enough, like, we could easily build this.
And sell it?
And sell it, yeah.
Down.
Yeah. easily.
Find a shell.
Yeah. We don't even have to go all out with computer specs. You know, like,
you know what? And you've probably seen this before. We get what the hell is it called? The 200SX Nissan?
Yeah.
And they have like a body conversion kit to make it look like a GTR.
Yeah.
We do one of those
and
build a sim rig out of it.
Dude, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. This is not hard to do at all.
No.
And you don't even have to throw the screen in there because of the VR stuff. Easy peasy. Yeah. Well, the VR is going to need it'll probably need like a 40, 70, 40, 80, 40, 90 around there somewhere. You might be able to get away with less than that.
Maybe.
Because that's going to need two PCs.
Yes, I think it has two PCs.
Yeah, you know, that makes sense. Well, shit, man. Well, here you go. Again, victorious in the head-to-head. You are clearly a trivia master. You don't even read the articles, and you're doing well.
Well, my gift to you is clearly whatever you do for your sim is obviously cheap.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm nowhere near that.
I'm helping you justify.
Nowhere near that, yeah. I've already gone through my own mental gymnastics on that, so. But I appreciate the help, too. I appreciate the help. But all right, let's get into our last segment. We dabbled into the F1 fantasy world. And although we are in a league, shout out to James Coker, was a guest on the show last year. He's the one that kind of put me on Grid Rival, and I joined his league. But really, I told Tony, I was like, hey, man, let's compete, because I keep trying to get away from F1, and it keeps sucking me back in. you are also an avid F1 hater because of Max Verstappen's dominance specifically. So we were like, let's find a way to get back into the sport. And fantasy is the way to go. So today, although a race has already occurred, we will finish on where we're placing. Really, for me, I'm just competing against you. I don't care about the league, to be honest. I don't know about you. Are you competing in the league, or are you just competing against me?
I guess I'm just competing against you.
No, honestly, what do you feel in your heart? Are you looking to rank in like top 10 eventually? Or
no. No.
All right, yeah, figure same here. But considering your victories in the head-to-head, I'm almost betting, even though you I'm curious about your decision process. So let's go through our teams. You want to go first?
Sure.
Let's go through each of our teams and why we decided to go the way we went. And before we do that, the way it works is you each get £100 million, and the values of each of the drivers, you know, starting with Max Verstappen at the top, increasingly go down to the Haas drivers or something like that. And you have to essentially pick a combination of drivers that lands within that $100 million budget. So with that said, what did you land on?
Okay, so I have Perez.
Okay.
Rasa. Yep.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, cool. I sort of had a similar pick, but yeah.
Okay, all
so
right.
So you chose him specifically because and only because he's Mexican.
Pretty much.
Okay. Pretty he is much. On a good team in a good car, and he drives well, too. But
yeah.
But you
yeah.
did not
he
consider
he was my expensive choice. I was like, damn, man. Like, okay. Usually Mexicans are cheap, but whatever.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to get us in trouble.
Yeah,
hold on.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Hamilton.
Okay, okay.
Mostly because the largest amount of F1 viewing that I did do was during his reign.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
And then honestly, the rest were more or less random.
Okay.
Just kind of trying to budget everything out.
Right.
Stroll, Gasly, and I don't know how to pronounce his name. Zul?
I don't even know who you're saying.
I can't even pronounce the first name. He's a Chinese driver.
Oh, Joe. Or Joe. Yeah.
I thought you said Joe. I was like, that's not Joe.
And actually, if you listen to like the streams, it sounds like Joe when they say it.
Does it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But
Joe.
It's like Joe. Yeah, Joe.
Okay,
let's
so
go
Joe.
With Joe. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Joe.
Yeah. All right.
And then because I didn't realize that I had the same budget to have to get a team, I
yeah.
have Haas.
You chose Haas as your team.
I ran out of money.
Oh man, and this I wonder if this strategy is paying off for you. Those are all your drivers?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, it isn't that many.
No.
Okay. So, let me go through mine then.
How far this came down.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah, you really need to crank that tightening
yeah.
thing. Work those forearms, man. I'll get you some spinach soon.
All right.
So, I chose Daniel Ricciardo.
Okay.
Right. So that's he's on Visa Cash App Racing Bulls.
Some questions about this later, but
yeah,
we'll
but
they
are technically using the Red Bull car from last year.
Okay.
Right? So that was advantage. They were doing really well in testing. He was driving really well off season. So I was like, okay, he might be a bit of a dark horse. So far,
horse or pony?
Yeah, so far he's more washed pony than dark horse, but yeah, so that's why I chose him. I figured he would do decently well, but so far, Logan Sargeant, similar logic as you. I gotta support the American. You went Mexican, yes.
So I messaged you about what a lockout meant.
Yeah.
I did have him on there on the first race, and
yeah.
then I replaced him because he lost money.
Oh, vicious. Who'd you replace him with then?
I don't remember because I had to juggle around a couple randoms.
Oh, interesting.
But yes, it was originally Perez and Sargent because Mexican and American.
Oh.
But he lost money, so I was like, oh, no, I can't let John beat me. You're out.
I did not switch any of mine.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
he was my switch.
Okay.
He was my switch.
Okay. I am sticking with, oh, what the hell? Did I just get logged out in the middle of this?
Nice. Good timing.
Yeah, seriously. What is the deal, Grid Rival? The next one, then I'll go off of memory for now. Charles Leclerc.
Okay.
Sinclair. Leclerc.
That was last episode.
Yes, Sinclair. So my logic for him was, one, I'm betting Ferrari is going to do well this year. That might be a problem. Everyone bets Ferrari is going to do well. But also, he is going to continue with Ferrari. Carlos Sainz is not.
Okay.
So I kept going back and forth. I'm like, well, Sainz is fighting for a seat. He's fighting to stay in F1, so he might do well. But also at the same time, if he's not signed to the team, he might not give it his all. Whereas Leclerc is expecting Hamilton to be in the next seat next year. So he really needs to demonstrate that he is the leader of the team.
Okay.
So I feel because of that, I was like, I'm going to go with Leclerc as my expensive pick.
Got it.
Yeah, so he went. Then I went Oscar Piastri, mostly because he's hilarious on social media. So I was like, cool, this gives me a reason to follow the kid a little more. He is a decent enough driver.
Yeah.
But I chose him too. And then I picked Alex Albon on the Williams team because he did well last year. But it's not doing too well this year. Losing for my team from last week, Logan Sargeant lost me money, Piastri lost me money, and Albon lost me money. But I did pick Ferrari as my team, and that's why I have kind of lower-level drivers. I picked Ferrari as my team.
Got it.
For the same logic that I think Ferrari is going to do well a little better this year.
Okay.
They figured out some problems from last year. I have faith in Vasser. We'll see. And they have to perform well because they've got Lewis Hamilton coming next year. Right. And so I'm thinking like, okay, they need to make sure that they figure things out for the second coming of Hamilton and hopefully have him be competitive in Ferrari. That is my logic for my team.
Okay.
Yeah. a little less random, but still in the end, very much a random kind of choice of fantasy teams.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you played fantasy anything before?
I have not. This is my first dive into fantasy anything.
Yeah, okay. This is probably the least complicated fantasy league so far that I've ever played.
Okay.
Very simple. I still don't know how the scoring works, to be honest. I know they get points for qualifying. They get points for, like, passing. There's a bunch of different things.
Yeah, I saw that. There was a whole bunch of different little matrices.
Yeah. Questions for you. Has this fantasy setup driven you to watch more F1, be it qualifying, be it racing?
No.
Not at all.
No.
You're playing a pure statistics game at this point.
Not even that.
Really? So you're not even looking at like how the drivers are doing? Like,
not really.
Oh,
not really.
Interesting. You're completely unplugged.
I'm completely unplugged.
This is gonna
this
make
was
it
totally
even...
random. This was yeah, yeah.
It's gonna make it even worse when you're like, oh yeah, I'm beating you. You know, like you're like, oh, I'm not even trying. It's not a big deal. But we really wanna know. So based on our picks from the first race in Bahrain, that's where we're at right now. What is your current ranking in the league?
My current ranking is super fucking low. It is 365.
365. With what point score did you have?
808.
808.
Yeah.
Okay. I ranked 229.
Damn.
Yeah, but 832.
There's a lot of people in this thing.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of people in this league, but right now I have the advantage. So I'm feeling good. Not that good, considering you have zero investment in this. Like, yeah. I will say, though, that this has had me pay attention a little more to drivers that I probably wouldn't pay attention to.
Yeah, I think that's what fantasy has always kind of done.
Yeah.
At least from what I hear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that the algorithm has become a virus, and now I see it all over my social media.
F1?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's more of soap opera stuff I'm seeing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of drama right now.
I'm just seeing a lot of drama. The only videos I see of the driving on track is reels of Verstappen 22 seconds ahead of the crowd. Yeah. And I'm just like...
Yeah. I mean, okay. Man. Like, to their credit, only one race has occurred. Whereas...
It's not like this has happened before.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like you've got... Okay, you've got like sexual harassment, alleged sexual harassment issues at Red Bull. Of course, that's going to cloud everything. Then, you know, they leaked the images. Have you read the text messages?
No.
At all? No? I went into the Google Drive because I'm a nosy. I'm definitely nosy. If it's real, which I don't know. I can't tell you if it's real or not. If it's real, like, man, like, Christian Horner's game is weak. He's really relying... He's really relying on his money and Red Bull fame to get him some pull. Like, man, dude, like.
I actually saw something about some big scandal, but I literally just went like, F1 drama, F1 drama, F1. Yeah. I was like, damn.
Are you just like not into the scandal at all?
Not really. I think that's, like I said, that's really what turns me off of it, right?
Really? What drama would you be into?
It'd have to be in the game, in like the sport.
In-game sport. Like
in out on track.
Are you fanatical about any sports?
No.
Not really, huh?
No, yeah. No.
Like to the point of driving. Because, yeah, like it's a guilty pleasure of mine, I will admit. Like I don't want to be into the soap opera side of anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, is it interesting to you know, pay attention to, you know, drama that's going on outside of the baseball games? Yes, it is.
So when the drama's in the game or on track or whatever, right?
Yeah.
It's so much more interesting. And that'll capture me because I can see it directly in real time influence the sport.
Right.
WWE.
Oh, so you
I'm looking at this like WWE without him punching somebody else in the face.
Wait, so is that a favorable take or
no? It's not a favorable.
Oh,
take.
Oh, so you're not into WWE?
I am. Well, okay. I guess a favorable take for WWE, non-favorable for F1, right? Because with WWE, you can see the soap opera, and then somebody gets punching in the face, and they go at it. The event begins, right?
You know, that's a good point because I feel WWE taught me this. You know, they taught me to appreciate the drama.
Right? So we can see the drama and everything going on, and then you get to the actual activity, the track sport of it, and it's just one guy 22 seconds ahead of the field. So it's kind of like the disconnect.
So you want the sexual harassment to happen during the race?
I want their walkie-talkie, their headsets, connected to each other talking shit.
That would be dope. That would be dope. Dude, I've wondered that. I've wondered, like, how much can they... I'm betting that the command center people can hear what's going on.
They're like they're stationed next to each other.
Yeah, no, but I think they can hear the audio. Because if the media company can hear it, that's getting piped in somewhere.
That's true.
You know, so they've got to be able to hear each other talking.
I want them talking shit to each other.
Dude, that would be great.
That would bring me in.
That would bring you in. Okay. I can, yeah, that would be dope.
I should have been in marketing.
That would be dope. It would be, that would be, the mind games.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah,
that would be great. Because it's the same thing. I've always said this in basketball. Like, I really wish they would let us hear the shit talking that happens on the court.
Yes.
Of course, you know, FCC rules wouldn't allow most of that to even come through. But even if I'm hearing beep, 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 I'm cool. I'm cool with that.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, absolutely.
It's great.
Like, but there is mind games on track, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
There's putting pressure. There's cutting in where they probably shouldn't have been trying to make a pass. Yeah, or you know what I mean? Like,
you zig where you should have zagged. Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Dive bomb a fucking corner or something. 100%. At more extreme levels, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's different if they could play to each other like that.
Oh,
verbally,
yeah,
you know
for
what
sure.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, you slow-ass motherfucker. Boom. Like, yeah. Passing them. Like, oh, hell yeah, dude. That'd be... And, like, crashes.
Verstappen every time I just cross finish line. Where are you guys at?
Yeah. Yeah. How long is 22 seconds?
Yeah.
And then just count it.
There it is.
And there- Oh, my God. That'd be... That, dude, that'd be... I know they'd never allow it, but I think it would be a brilliant idea.
I need, at least for me, I need the bridge for me to care about the drama.
Yeah, you want infighting between drivers.
If there's not going to, right, they're not fighting for position too hard right now, right?
Well, the rest of the field is.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Besides yeah, 2 first, through 20.
Right? Two, yeah.
Yeah, is. Yeah.
2 and below are fighting. That's where the racing is actually happening, right?
Yeah.
But... If they're not, if the whole field isn't fighting super competitively there,
yeah,
then there needs to be something else to create the fight.
Yeah, yeah. No, that would. And that would probably lead to more situations like back in the day when like people would get into like fist fights after.
F1 meets hockey.
F1 meets hockey. I mean, hockey is great in that aspect. Hockey is intense no matter how you watch it.
Yeah.
I love hockey. But yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you on that, but I think like F1 is still too much of a diva sport.
Yeah, and
it's not gentlemanly to do that.
There's a little I feel like there's a little elitism that goes into it. Like we didn't get Cadillac in, right?
Yeah.
But Red Bull has two teams.
Yeah.
We have a driver that's ultra fucking dominant, right?
Right.
Regardless of regardless of what car he's in a sense, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the biggest factor to get somebody to compete with this guy is not these drivers, is another driver.
Yeah.
So instead of letting in another driver, they blocked him out.
Yeah.
They need to be getting more drivers to find somebody that'll actually compete.
That is a good point, but I don't think Cadillac would have been the one to do it. At least not immediately.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be somebody, though. Yeah. Right now, nobody's doing it.
Yeah, nobody's doing it. Yeah, nobody can. It's just, yeah, the level of dominance. But, I mean, it's, you love it and you hate it. At least for me. I both love it and hate it because, yeah, like, I wish someone would be giving Verstappen a bigger run for his money. But at the same time, we're watching, like, a very historic moment right now.
True. True.
You know,
I do wish he was a little bit more of a dick about it, though.
You know what? You're right.
He's very, I mean, I guess that's a kudos to him. He is very
humble.
Serious, very humble, very kind of reserved, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It would make it a little bit more entertaining if he kind of ruffled some feathers.
Like a heel.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you're that dominant, you can do whatever you want and you'd be fine.
Yeah. It's not a situation where we were describing earlier. Like, I'm like, yeah, I was beating these guys at pole vaulting by feet.
Yeah.
But they were competing at JV level and I was varsity.
Although, even at that level, I would say, go for it. If you're winning, you're winning, dude. Like, you know, we don't come by those chances a lot. You know,
that, you know what? That is true. Missed opportunity. Yeah. But he's competing at the highest level.
Yeah.
Right? He has some, you know, who's going to humble him?
Yeah. Best
in
the world.
Him, right?
Best in the world.
Every
time
I was in a position where I was like, fuck, I'm dominating right now.
Yeah.
But I already know if I go here, here, or here, I'm going to get humbled real fucking quick.
Yeah. I think the part that you might not know is that his dad does a lot of that for him.
Really?
Yeah, his dad's a piece of shit. Yeah, his dad, like, I think his dad, it's gotten more to his dad's head than to Max's head, it seems sometimes.
Got it. He's selling his semen for like $20,000.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, like, as soon as this whole Christian Horner drama started, he was already talking to Mercedes about, like, hey, you want Max? You know, like, hey, what's
going
on?
I did see something about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like, okay, so it sounds like his dad is doing a lot of that dirty work for him. Therefore he can be, you know, somewhat nice. Cause I don't know. I could be totally wrong about this.
Yeah.
But honestly, I don't see what I would have seen from most people. I think if they were the best in the world at something, Jordan, for example, he has a reputation of being an asshole.
Yeah.
You know, he's the best at something. It's like, you don't have a right to be an asshole. No one does have a, but at that level, no one challenges
you. That's what I mean. When you're at that highest level and dominating to that level,
yeah,
who's going to humble you? That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like if you're dominant at something, you know somebody that will humble you most of the time.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of hard to say because I think no matter who you are and how good you are at something, there's always going to be someone around the corner to humble you. I think
unless F1 prevents new people from joining. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It'd be interesting. I thought it was really interesting to see, if we saw Verstappen move to Mercedes, right, in a different car.
Yeah.
Would he perform the same? Yeah.
Talking about switching cars up.
Exactly.
Around,
put
them in a Haas car.
I feel like that might be the mix up that F1 might need a little bit, right? Kind of switch things up a little bit, see if things change or if they end up the same.
Yeah.
But
who lost the builders?
What do you mean?
Like the car team. Like the builders, who lost last year? Who was the last place?
I think it was either Williams, AlphaTauri, or Haas. I think it might have been AlphaTauri.
Put him in last place from last year.
That'd be cool too. It's still a Red Bull car.
Yeah, that's true.
Non-Red
Bull.
non-Red Bull. And that's the thing, though. But let's end on this. Let's say he does go to the Haas team, right? And he ends up being just as dominant. At that point, are you more interested in the sport?
I don't know. I need to see competition.
You need to see competition.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I saw a funny reel where they just blacked out his blacked out his thing on the TV or something.
That, yeah.
And they were just like, this is how you watch it. And I was like, yeah, that makes more sense.
It does. It really does. But yeah, I'd be curious to see when we're gonna get another Verstappen. I know I get your argument about Cadillac. I just don't think they would do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it also goes back to just like if Red Bull already has two teams, why are we not letting more on the field?
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole thing. This is why I'm a big McLaren fan because Zach Brown said that exactly.
Really?
Yeah, he said that, and this is part of the side of F1 that the drama, right? That I really appreciate because he's like, yeah, why? How can Red Bull have two teams on here, but we don't want to let somebody else come in? And he was one of the few who supported Andretti coming in, to the field. And yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me. Like every other organization welcomes teams with open arms.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then F1's like, nah. Even if they're in the back of the pack, it would be interesting to have somebody else in there.
Yeah, it could spark a competition somewhere else.
Yeah.
Part of the algorithm throwing F1 stuff at me, I did see that Ford is going to be building the engines for Red Bull upcoming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I hope they fuck it up. I hope they fuck it up and slow them down.
I don't even know, are you hoping Ford sabotages?
They just don't build a good F1 motor.
Like Ford's not good at building motors, so...
Well, they do have a history in F1 building motors.
Yeah.
Like back when I used to watch.
Yeah.
Like they were still in it and building motors, and they had been building F1 motors forever.
I would have really thought that would have made you more of a Red Bull fan. If you had to pick a team, which one would you pick?
I don't know. How disconnected I am now.
Yeah.
I feel like so much has changed.
Yeah.
I don't know them well enough to choose one.
Wow. Okay. We're going to have to figure this one out.
Possibly.
On the next episode of 91 Octane, to be continued. Well, that is our episode. You can find us at 91octane.com. That is all letters, no numbers. Also, like and subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast. Follow us on Instagram at 91octane. And if you want to send us any emails, info@91octane.com. As a reminder, I won F1 Fantasy this week. Tony did not, but he did win the head-to-head. It's unfortunate. Any last words, Tony?
I won the head-to-head.
I knew you were going to say that, so I had to take it away. All right. Have a good night.